listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
Good evening, folks. Tonight is a rerun. It's the same rerun that you heard last Thursday. But the reason you're going to hear it again is because I've had an unprecedented number of telephone calls over the weekend saying, What was it you were talking about? I missed the first half of the program. There was interference, and I didn't get the last half of the program. I really am interested in free legal care. Well, it's not free. I mean, a lot of you misunderstood the whole broadcast, and some of you didn't hear parts of it. Some of you heard parts of it that you misunderstood. As far as I'm concerned, total fiasco. There was lots of you who called Bart and actually talked to him, and a lot of you signed up. There were others of you who phoned me. I don't know why you would phone me. That's not the phone number you were given. But you phoned me, and some of you said, it's obvious that this is a ripoff. This is a gigantic ripoff. And that was like in the first 10 minutes of the broadcast. There were other people who called me and said, why are you referring us to this Bart Chow guy? Why don't you explain it yourself? So we're rerunning this tonight, and folks, listen carefully. If you have the means to record the broadcast, please record it so you can go back and listen to it again. Don't call me. Don't call me. Call Bart. And if you call and you get an answering machine, it's because he has two phones. One he takes calls on, and the other one he returns calls on. So if you call Bart and you get an answering machine, please leave your name and your telephone number, and Bart will absolutely call you back. He will call you back. If you get a busy signal, that means lots of people are calling. Wait till later and call again, or call the next morning or the next day. But keep calling until you get either Bart or the answering machine. Leave your name and your number. Bart, I promise you, will call you back. If you think that prepaid legal is some kind of scam, check the New York Stock Exchange. Do a search on the internet for prepaid legal. Read every article that's ever been written about it. You'll find that it's not a scam. It's the best thing going. Levels the playing field. It makes you equal with O.J. Simpson. And before you had prepaid legal, and if you don't have it, then, hey, you ain't even in his league. It makes you equal with him so that you can't possibly get railroaded. You would be amazed if you knew what big stars in Hollywood collaborate on making the movie, not the movie, to all of us. So make sure that you've got pen and paper by your side, that you're ready to take notes, and that you listen very, very carefully, folks, because this could save you from getting into some kind of trouble and going bankrupt, trying to pay some lawyer to get you out of it. Remember, folks, I'm not going to rerun this again. You know, I was just inundated over the weekend. I'm not going to do this again. We will try to have Bart Chow back with us next month in studio, hopefully, so that he can personally answer your questions when you call in. Otherwise, this is it. And if we do rerun it, it's not going to be for another whole month, believe me. Listen carefully, and don't call me, because I don't have all these answers. Call Bart. He is the sponsor for this segment of the Hour of the Time. And it's no joke. You too, folks, can now have, didn't used to be able to do it, you too can now have your own dream team. Keep on,
You might sound like Queen to her.
But suppose she likes Rudy Fang.
It's so true. It's so much happier. It's never better than you. Why should you care? And all the time on the air tonight.
Listening to the Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper, the most dangerous radio host in America. Years ago, folks, when I was involved in a lot of business activities and, was doing all the normal things that most people do and really not engaged in what later, became so important to me, I met a guy who belonged to something called Prepaid Legal. And at that time, it was $9.95. I joined real quick. I got my little card and wasn't soon until I found out that Prepaid Legal back then really didn't represent anything. And if I, had to really see an attorney, they would call some sleazy attorney in the Pitts part of town. And I would go down there and the guy would talk to me for 5 minutes and wouldn't help me or anything. And that was it. So I let my membership expire because it wasn't doing anything. Well, apparently Prepaid Legal fell into hard times because of this kind of thing, and they could cancel your membership, if they wanted to, and all kinds of stuff. So they completely, over the years, since then, this was many years ago, it was $9.95, I'll never forget it. And I was real happy to be represented by my own attorneys and all this kind of stuff as a group membership, sort of like a group medical plan. And over the years, they've completely shook that company upside down, changed it all around, and now it's something that I'm pretty proud of, to tell you the truth, because for the first time in the history of this country, the common man and woman out there can have top-notch, top-of-the-line, the very best legal representation for what it would cost you to buy a cup of coffee every day. And that's the truth. On the other end of the line here, I've got Bart Chow, who's been a good friend for so many years, I can't even count them, and I'm not even going to try. He's also like a son to me. You've heard him on this broadcast before. And I've sort of taken him under my wing and adopted him years ago, and I couldn't have asked for a better friend or a better son, to tell you the truth. And Bart is an associate for Prepaid Legal, and we're going to talk about this because he's on the phone line. You can't call. I wish you could, because I know you're going to have questions, and I know that you're going to want to ask questions. So I'm going to try to ask all of the questions that I can think of that people in the listening audience would ask. But here's the deal, folks, in a nutshell. For $26 a month, you have the top, and I mean the very top, law firms in this nation on call. for you 24 hours a day. If you're out tonight and you get arrested for anything, I don't care what it is, you can call. You'll have a toll-free number to call. You can call that number. The next morning, there will be an attorney there to bail you out, to represent you, to help you, and to take care of whatever the problem happens to be. Now, like with all insurance policies and things, there are some exclusions and stuff like that, and we're going to talk about those with Bart, who's on the line now. But this is just absolutely incredible, and it's the same company. And by golly, you know, when I found out about it, I said, ah, you're kidding me. This is the same company, $9.95. I know the whole bit. It's a scam. Not anymore, folks. It's not only not a scam, but it's one of the top-ranked corporations in the world. Excuse me, not in the world, but in the United States. On the New York Stock Exchange, it's one of the top investments. It has absolutely no debt. It does what it says it's going to do, and it's incredible. Good evening, Bart.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
You ready for this?
I am.
Did you take a few deep breaths?
Okay, here we go.
Why don't you tell us in a nutshell, Bart, what is prepaid legal? I've tried to, you know, let people know a little bit about what I know, which isn't a whole lot. But I've gone through all the documentation and all of everything, and I have, I poured over it with a fine-tooth comb, and I gave you some problems, didn't I?
Yes, you sure did.
Which is always what I'll do when I'm trying to get at the truth of something. So go ahead. Tell us in a nutshell, what's prepaid legal?
Well, simply put, a prepaid legal plan does for attorney and legal bills what an HMO does for doctor and hospital bills.
Now, for somebody who doesn't understand what that means, can you break it down a little simpler?
Sure. As we know that, you know, having an attorney on our side is very practical and it makes a lot of sense. However, myself, I'm unsure with most people, is they're really expensive. And what Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated has done is they have made it so that we basically, as a group, can afford top-notch attorneys and law firms at a fraction of the cost it would be for us to get them on their own.
Fraction of the cost? It's almost negligible. What's this fraction of a cost, though? $26 a month is nothing. I dealt with attorneys before. You walk in their office, that's $500. You sit down in the chair, and they agree to take your case. You got to sign a check for a $3,000 retainer. If they go to court for every hour or portion of an hour they're in court, it's $500. If they write a letter for you, it's $500. If they call somebody for you, it's $500. Pretty soon, you're signing over your house to pay the lawyer, and he really hasn't done anything yet.
That's very true. There's even the joke where someone walks into an attorney and says, for $500, can you answer two questions for me? And the attorney says, sure, what's the second question?
Yeah, well, that's the way they are. They have cornered the market on how to get money from your pocket into theirs quicker than anything else on the face of this earth.
Yes, actually, not too long ago, Ted Koppel even stated that the color of justice in America is now green.
Yeah.
You can afford... you basically get as much justice as you can afford. The attorneys have become...
And that's the bottom line. If you don't have the money, you are nothing in the legal system. Unless you're like me or a few other people who have learned how to deal with this corrupt system without going that route. And before we go any further, I'm going to tell you right now, if you become a sovereign, if you've gotten out of the system, if you've rescinded your Social Security number, if you study the law and represent yourself in court or in all of your legal dealings, then this is certainly not for you. It's certainly not for me. But years ago, I needed this. Sometime in the future, if I live that long, I may need it again. But for all of you, listen to me very carefully, folks. For all of you who are still in the system and aren't going to get out for whatever reason, you're afraid to get out or you don't know how to do it or you think the law books are too complicated for you to go out and study the, you know, what the law really is and represent yourself. You have to have this. You absolutely have to have legal protection. And for the cost of a cup of coffee every day, you can't beat this. What Bart's talking about as a group you're paying for is not everybody has a legal problem all the time. Everybody has legal problems. and everybody's going to have to walk into a lawyer's office sooner or later for minor things or for very serious things, unfortunately. Some people have more problems than other people, and what this does is just like health, some people are healthy. They still have health insurance. Other people are not so healthy. They have the same health insurance. They're all paying the same premiums, and a doctor gets his money, and it's averaged out, I guess, over how many people get sick and have to go see the doctor and stuff like that, and if it increases, then the rates go up and blah, 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 blah. So putting it very simply, that's what that means. Go ahead, Bart.
I wanted to cover exactly what the actual product is and what the membership covers, who it covers for that $26 a month or less. The coverage and the price varies a little bit from state to state.
But it's never more than $26.
That's correct. It's never more than $26. And that actually covers an entire family. It covers the member's spouse, any of the dependent children under age 18 who are living at home, any of them up to 23 if they're going to school, full-time college students. If they have physically or mentally challenged children, they're covered for life. So someone who has 5 children or 10 children, it's still $26 a month. And the company has never raised rates on anyone on an existing policy.
That's right. There's still people right now under this new system still paying the old $9.95 that I used to pay.
That's right.
And if I had stuck with them, I'd be getting all of this stuff for $9.95. I don't need it now, but that's very interesting. So, you know, if they join at $26 a month, even if the price goes up to $100 a month, they're only going to pay $26 a month. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And the other thing that I was, you know, because I looked at this very skeptically, too, of course, at first.
I ripped it apart.
Yes. One of the things that I assumed was, you know, when I heard the word, you know, legal insurance or legal coverage or legal protection, was that with car insurance and health insurance, they're always raising premiums, number one. Number two is if you added on any other individuals, like, you know, children or family members, there would be additional costs. There is none with prepaid legal. And also they would cancel people for whatever reason, and they have to have that right. But with prepaid legal, I have discovered that they cannot cancel anyone's policy for any other reason except for fraud. Obviously, that makes sense.
Well, that's not true. They can cancel you for non-payment of the $26.
That's true, too.
Remember, I tore it apart. I'm pretending ignorance, folks, but I know I'm letting Bart do this because it's more fun and it's his bag, but I know the answers to all these questions. Go ahead, Bart.
That was very important to me that you can, you know, many times with health insurance or something, if you use the service or if you crash your car, let's say, and you got too many tickets, they would raise your rate. They'd raise it so high or they would just cancel you. With prepaid legal, they don't do that. If you can use the service 10 times a year, 10 times a month, 10 times a day.
Yeah, but it's not just fraud in filling out the paperwork. If you fill out the paperwork and lie on the paperwork to apply for admission, they can cancel it for that if it's discovered. They can also cancel if you lie to a lawyer who you've gone to under the plan for help.
That's correct. Of course.
Okay. I just want to make that clear that it's not just filling out the paperwork. It's any time during the plan, if you tell a lie to a lawyer who's trying to help you, they can cancel the plan if your lie is discovered.
That's right.
So if the lawyer asks you if you did it, tell him yes and get on with it.
some of the questions that I had was how good would the service be for, I mean, $26 a month or less, I mean, that equates to 86 cents a day. And, you know, what's an 86 cents a day lawyer look like? You know, people said, you know, did they pass the bar?
Looks like the guy in a coffee shop having my cup of coffee while everybody else is working. but it's not really true, is it?
No, it's not. They are actually, they're, you know, Bill's not lying when they say the top of the top. The firms that are used by prepaid legal, there's a provider firm in each state across the union, and they are rated AV rated. University Law Library, you can check that. And Martindale Hubble has been rating firms for over 150 years. And an AV rating is given only to the top 8 to 10% of law firms.
And these are the law firms that represent America's biggest corporations, the richest families, the Kennedys, you name it, the Rockefellers, the biggest names, the richest people, the biggest corporations. They're the people who furnish some of the lawyers to represent OJ.
That's correct. The firm here in California where I live is called Parker Sandberg, and researching them, found out that they represent very large insurance companies such as Allstate, Allied Van Lines, the Thrifty, Rite Aid, pharmacies. They represent the Los Angeles Dodgers. They represent city and county governments here, like Orange County. Very, very big firm. One of the largest in the state of California.
And they also represent you.
That's correct. That is correct. And I want to state that what Prepay Legal membership gives the member is nationwide coverage. No matter where you reside.
Now, you're skipping ahead a little bit, Bart. You need to back up a little bit because everybody's still shaking their head. How in the hell, why is this big law firm going to represent me for $26 a month? This is a scam. Come on, Bill. Come on, Bart. What's going on here? How much money out of every dollar that's spent on membership by all the members goes to these law firms each month, whether anybody comes to them for legal representation or not?
The firms are paid 35% of every single dollar, of every membership dollar. So of every $26 membership, one-third of that is going to the law firms on retainer every single month.
And how much does that represent in dollars?
Well, I know for the California firm here, Parker Sandberg, they're getting paid in excess of $1 million per month, month in, month out. And as the membership base grows, their income grows.
And you haven't even used their services, have you?
I've actually used it now. I've made a few phone calls, gotten legal advice, and had some contracts and documents reviewed now. But they get paid that whether or not anyone uses them or not.
That's right. And $1 million is a lot of money.
That's correct. And what's great is...
And that's every single month.
That's right.
Do they have another client? Do they have another client that uses their services that pays them $1 million a month?
No, they don't.
So that makes the prepaid legal client what?
We are the number one client for this firm.
In other words, they'd rather talk to you than anybody.
That's right.
They'd rather help you than anybody. They'd rather represent you than anybody. Because you're the biggest retainer fee that they have. Period.
That's right. Even though me as a lowly member who pays 86 cents a day, when I call in, I'm treated like royalty. As if, you know, I am bigger than the CEO of Allstate Insurance Company because we pay them more every single month and they want our business and they have to perform and give us excellent service.
Yeah, now we're getting on track here, see. People can relate to this. What happens if they're snooty to you, or they won't see you, or they won't take your phone call, or they make you sit in the lobby for 2 hours?
What happens, this is really excellent, is every provider law firm that Prepay Legal has already pre-screened, and they actually send these attorneys to lawyer obedience school so that they understand how to deal with regular folks like us, not people who deal with lawyers on a day-to-day basis. Prepay Legal, I have discovered, and through my research, is that they have 60-day contracts with these provider firms. 60-day contracts, meaning if they screw up, they get too many complaints or something like this, they drop them like a hot potato. And there is no shortage of other law firms that are excellent AV-rated firms who are standing in line.
Slobbering at the mouth for $1 million a month.
That's right. That's right. And Prepay Legal, the corporate, owns the 800 numbers that we call into these firms. So this way, if they decide to switch a firm, there's, you know, it's smooth sailing because the 800 numbers never change for the members.
Yeah. Okay, now we get that out of the way, and everybody understands how that works and why we're the most important client if we have this service. Go ahead, let's talk about you know, some of the coverages, because we're almost halfway through the, we're one-third through the program now.
Okay, excellent. The coverage is incredible. There's basically six areas of coverage. The first area is preventative legal services. And under this, its coverage is unlimited phone consultations on any legal matter under the sun. This is regarding your home, the workplace, your own business, toll-free access.
Legal advice.
Legal advice. What this means to me is that never again will I have to guess at what my rights are, have to guess at where I stand to know whether or someone is taking advantage of me or not. I can find out with the pickup. I pick up the phone and dial a toll-free number, and I get an experienced attorney in that field of law. Meaning, if I had a question on real estate, I would get an experienced real estate attorney on the line with me who would call me back and talk to me about my particular situation. If it was regarding estate, if it was regarding probate, if it was regarding any area of law, we get an experienced attorney in that field of law on the line and taking care of us. And they stay on the line as long as it takes to resolve the issue.
Ken just used the service today. He has somebody that owed him and his wife some money that was put on deposit, and the guy said he wasn't going to give it back to him for 45 days. Well, he called the prepaid legal, and they said 21 days, and contacted the guy, and now they're getting the money in 21 days instead of 45.
That's right.
And it was like that.
Right. The attorney said that the California law here is 21 days, not 45 days.
Yeah.
And just like that, exactly.
Oh, he talked to you about it, too.
I just spoke with him just a little
while ago. He was so proud.
Yeah. under the preventative legal terms, in addition to unlimited consultations with an attorney by phone, is they will make phone calls and letters on our behalf. Meaning that if you went to a dry cleaner, and this has actually happened to people, they go to the dry cleaner, the shirt that they had is damaged in some shape, way, or form, and the dry cleaner refuses to do anything about it, just hands back this damaged shirt. Now, instead of getting really upset and threatening and all this stuff, is pick up the phone, dial the number, the attorney, you explain the situation, and the attorneys have written letters and made phone calls to the dry cleaner explaining that they better take care of this situation. And believe me, that, you know, when someone receives a letter from a big law firm where half the page is taken up by all these partners of this gigantic law firm, they then decide that, you know what, I better give this guy $50 to cover his shirt rather than go to court with this.
Yeah, and that's everyday stuff that happens all the time to people. And, you know, piling up over a long period of time, it can cost you a lot of money. But where it really saves you a lot of money is when you're in negotiations or something, or you're at the car dealer and your car was damaged and it's still under warranty and they're giving you a hard time, and you can pull out your cell phone and call the lawyer right there and hand the cell phone to the service manager, and things change real quick, don't they?
That's right. There has been, I mean, I have talked with so many people who have used this product and this service in innumerable ways. I mean, it's amazing that suddenly, what this membership does is it makes people do what they're supposed to do in the first place. But until push comes to shove, and now you have an attorney, now things start to happen.
Yeah, everybody threatens to have an attorney. I'm going to call my lawyer, and he's going to take care of this. And people in business hear that so much, they don't even listen anymore, do they?
That's right.
But when it actually happens, then they listen big time. Because they can't afford to pay legal bills and stuff when all they have to do is just take care of the problem.
That's right.
And so they'd rather take care of the problem.
This is truly a leveling of the playing field. No longer when the cable company who owes you $70, who overcharged you, and will not refund your money every time you keep calling them and calling them, suddenly when a letter from an attorney firm comes at them and says, hey, you owe $70 to our client, now they're going to take it very seriously, and instead of them hiring their $200 or $300 or $400 an attorney to handle this matter, they just rather pay the $70.
They send you $70, and this didn't cost you a thing, did it?
Except no,
it's covered in your $26 a month.
That's right.
What's next?
The last thing that's on this before we move ahead is that 70 to 80% of Americans in the United States don't have a current and updated will, and if with a will, 75% to 80% of Americans don't have a current and updated will. Here with Prepay Legal, they will receive a comprehensive will prepared for them at no additional charge. And in addition to that, it will be updated and kept current every single year at no additional charge. And a will in the United States, here, depending where you live, is anywhere from $500 to $700. And this is covered at no charge to the members. And it's also theirs to keep if they decide to cancel their membership. And this membership is month to month. There are no long-term contracts. It's totally risk-free. Even if someone gets the will, gets the membership, 1 month later, 2 months later, decides this is not for them, they get to keep the will, which protects their family, their loved ones, and keeps the state and the government from taking 50% of their assets and everything that they've worked so hard for. The second area of coverage that is incredible is motor vehicle. And I'm sure many people have received traffic violations, speeding tickets. Now,
right off the bat, Bart, let me interrupt you for a sec. On the motor vehicle coverage, when you sign up, they won't cover you for anything that existed previously to signing up, concerned with a motor vehicle. And number two, they won't cover you ever for anything involving drugs or alcohol. And your coverage for a motor vehicle doesn't start for 15 days. Is that correct?
Yes and no. Everything you said is correct. However, if someone were to get into something like with a DUI or DWI, they will not cover it for free, but they will cover it under our catch-all, which is a reduced fee.
Well, what I meant is for the $26 a month. They won't cover it for that. DUI or drugs.
Right. Not for free.
No.
They will not represent for free.
No.
But because you are a member paying your $26 a month, you then get the preferred member discount that you would qualify for, where you receive a reduced fee of a minimum of 25%, and in many cases much more than that, from these top-notch attorney firms.
From their normal fees.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you weren't a member and you walked into their firm, you'd be paying the normal $300-$400 an hour.
Oh, and I left out one other thing. And remember, folks, that's just if you're involved in any kind of accident or crime involving a motor vehicle, a car, a truck, anything like that, and you're on drugs, or you've got alcohol in your blood, or to make sure that they know, because I know they're out there sitting there lost in an alcoholic fog saying, oh man, I'm
get a DWI tonight, I'm signing up right now.
That's right. One of the
Well, folks, the tape ate itself. I mean, it literally ate itself. So, you know, what can I say? So, we're going to open the phones, 520-333-4578. It has nothing to do with what I planned. I did not plan this. The tape literally ate itself. And I tried to fix it, and there's no fixing it. So, it's 520-333-4578. We'll make it open topic, open subject, whatever you want to talk about. We'll do that. What can I say? I apologize for all of those of you who wanted to hear the rest of that broadcast according to all of your input over the weekend. So, 520-333-4578, open topic, open subject, open everything, and we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. 520-333-4578. Gosh, amazing. I'm absolutely amazed with that. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was able to hear the Hal Turner show first time this evening.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a program on DCQ with it's like overtly racist. And I was appalled by that.
Yeah?
I thought the point of being conservative was to avoid all that and get the reality of everything out.
Well, I think the point of free speech is to allow everyone to have their say. And you'd have to talk to Alan Weiner about that. Alan Weiner owns WBCQ. He's also the one who allows me to broadcast the Hour of the Time on his station. And there's an awful lot of people who would love to have my broadcast thrown in the trash.
Well, I would like to hear you a little more frequently than we do.
Well, I'm on Monday through Thursday night, and that's all I can afford. You know, and I really can't afford that, but that's what I'm trying to do. And I am not racist. I do not promote racism. But if somebody else has the money to spend on airtime and they want to say what they believe, I think maybe you should listen to them. I don't agree with racism, but I have yet to hear somebody who had the intelligence to present it in a way that it might make sense. And maybe they can. I don't know.
Well, certainly there are social problems.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, and most of them are caused by our government.
Well, I tend to agree with you 100% there. Most of the problems that we have in this country today are caused by big government butting their heads in where it doesn't belong. And is not even allowed, according to the Constitution, or the real law.
Well, I would love it the day to have the constitutional government back.
Yeah, me too. We would all love that.
Well, we'll let somebody else get in here and talk to you for a bit.
Okay, thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's your turn to call. you know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. I heard your broadcast last week on the Tim McVeigh possibly faking the death. And I just wanted to let your listeners know. In the book, Jim Garrison, On the Trail of the Assassins, Lee Harvey Oswald in the Marine Corps was 5'11". Lee Harvey Oswald at Parkland Hospital in the morgue was 5'8".
Yeah. So. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all aware of those things.
Okay.
And I don't believe for a moment that Tim McVeigh was actually executed and cremated and scattered anywhere. I don't believe it. And if you keep watching our website, you will eventually find out why.
Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
Modus operandi of the government destroying that building?
You don't understand it?
Well, I'd like to get your opinion.
It was to bring about an atmosphere to destroy the second article in amendment, and also to allow the press to attack and annihilate patriot and militia organizations throughout the United States, even though they had absolutely nothing to do with Timothy McVeigh or the bombing of the Alfred P. Bureau Federal Building. It's a part of the socialist plan to take over and dominate this country, to strip the American people of their rights and of their weapons, and eventually institute a one-world totalitarian socialist government.
Well, I'd have to say, just talking to people around town, I think it's backfired, because the general consensus that I'm getting from most people is, after Waco, Ruby Ridge, and this incident with the Murrah building, that more people that would not bear arms or purchase arms are buying arms.
Good, because the destruction of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building was the American Reichstag. It's exactly what Hitler did in Germany when he couldn't garner the majority of the public vote to take control of the political structure of Germany. He had his henchmen set fire to the Reichstag, which is equal to our Congress. They burned the Reichstag to the ground. He blamed his political enemies, and because he took the moral high ground, blamed his political enemies, he was able to take control of Germany and become literally a dictator. And that was the end of the Reichstag, which was the Congress. So, and that's what happened in this country. The blowing up the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building was the American Reichstag.
Can I get your opinion on the blowing up of TWA 800?
Yeah, that was a tit for tat. We blew up the Iranian jet over the Gulf, and our agreement so that they would not come back and wreak complete terrorist havoc across the United States was that if they brought one of their submarines over with a missile that they could launch and bring down one of our airliners, we would allow them to do that, and that's exactly what happened. It was a tit for tat.
So all those witnesses that saw a missile, it wasn't a friendly fire incident,
No, it was not a friendly fire. Yeah. It was not the United States Navy. The United States Navy would never do anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was a tit for tat. It was the Iranian Navy launching a missile from a submarine to even the playing field on a diplomatic level, so that we could stave off terrorist attacks in this country that would not allow those who want a world government to reach it.
Have you read the book Bridge to Infinity by Kathy?
I've read so many books, it doesn't, I don't know, to tell you the truth.
It's a book that says that all this nuclear stuff is what they call.
Kathy, no, bullshit. He's talking about some harmonic stuff, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. Total bullshit.
Okay.
Kathy is total bullshit, total lie, total crap. If I set off an atomic bomb tonight, whether or not it's in line with his harmonic bullshit theories, I guarantee you it will destroy everything within X number of miles based upon the yield of that atomic weapon.
And just one more thing, and I'll let another caller get in. Do you know where the long Yuriyuchi trial is going to be?
Where the what? There's not going to be a trial.
I thought he was convicted of manslaughter. I thought there was a manslaughter charge against him.
Well, there was. But the prosecutor, who was supposed to bring that charge against him, was all of a sudden found to have some criminal charges that could be brought against him.
Oh, boy.
And so he made an agreement that if he didn't bring a charge against Lon Horiuchi in the state of Idaho, mm-hmm. then the federal government wouldn't bring any of those other charges against him.
Oh, boy. Well, you know,
When did that come out?
Or just in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, brother. That's terrible.
Don't worry. Justice will be served.
I hope so.
Listen to me very carefully. Justice will be served. Eventually, patriots in this country, in our restoration of constitutional republicanism, we will find Lon Horiuchi. We will find that prosecutor in the state of Idaho. We will find all these traitors, all these liars, all these scum-sucking, puke-faced, absolute Marxist, communist bastards who have destroyed this country, and they will pay for their crimes.
I believe you're right, because the Bible says the truth shall be shouted from the mountaintop.
Absolutely.
And I believe we're close to those days, sir.
Absolutely. I believe in that also.
Okay, Mr. Cooper. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Isn't it incredible? Good evening. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. You're on The Hour of the Time. You are the guest.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper.
Yes?
How you doing tonight?
Fine.
I enjoyed your program on prepaid legal. I've had prepaid legal for the past 5 years with my employer, and it's been quite a nice little, I guess I want to call it a security blanket.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but I will next year when I purchase my home. It does cover the closing fees for the attorney.
You mean you?
Pretty cool.
You mean you've had it all this time and you haven't even made out a will or anything?
No, not yet.
Well, you could. You should have done that first, right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. The only catch is you can't use it for work-related problems.
I was injured
on the job about 2 years ago, and unfortunately couldn't use it
That's,
for that.
That's not true. You can use it for that, only you have to use their reduced fee program, whereas you can use their services, but your fee is like one-third of what they normally charge people.
Okay.
And if you win, it doesn't matter because the judgment is always for legal fees also.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your program and your honesty, and really enjoy your program.
Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. You know, a lot of people don't understand what happens when you sue somebody and when you win. Now, if you lose, that's a different story. You don't get anything. Nothing. And you have to still have to pay your lawyers. But if you win, you know, that's big time, nice stuff that, you know, is really good for you. 520-333-4578 is the number. Take your call for the rest of the year. I don't care what you want to talk about. You can talk about anything. It's open subject, open hour, open topic, open everything. The reason we're doing this is because we started out on a duplicate of Thursday night's program, and the recording, the tape recorder that was recording tonight's broadcast ate the tape. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. My name is Wes. I'm from Pennsylvania. I was just calling. I was listening to some of the prepaid legal information you were giving out. Is there a phone number to call?
Yeah.
That or?
Yeah, it's 8. It's 1-866.
Yes, sir.
77 legal. 1-866-77-LEGAL. That's 1-866-77-LEGAL.
Thank you so much, sir. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, folks, because I had all these calls over the weekend to, it was incredible to redo this thing, and I tried to do it, and I got to tell you, it was not, you see, I made a mistake. It was not the recording tape that ate the whole thing. It was the tape from the original broadcast that ate the whole thing. And I mean it ate, literally ate the whole thing. And so I couldn't go on. If I could, you know, I wouldn't even be talking about this. 520-333-4578. And it's true, you know, the tape was eaten in the machine, and there's nothing that I can do about it. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
No! We can't hear
you. Bill Cooper, this is John in Miami, Florida. How are you?
Hi, John. We're fine.
Well, I'm sorry to be yelling like this, but I'm on the cell phone, but let me turn down the radio some. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Cooper, I've heard your program, some of it, your program tonight. I hear that he's noticed that you're talking about attorneys. I currently belong to an anti-lawyer movement down here in Miami, and we don't believe that lawyers should be in public office. What do you think about that?
I don't believe they should be in public office either.
Well, I'm doing what I can down here. I'm very anti-communist, and I do enjoy listening to your programs.
Wonderful.
But I'm doing what I can on my end and with other people down here. I currently pass out brochures, not every day, but almost every day, on educating people down here not to vote for lawyers.
Well, I agree with that. What we're talking about tonight is not voting for lawyers, but having them in your corner if you're a part of the system and there's no way that you can have proper representation otherwise.
Well, Mr. Cooper,
no lawyer, in my estimation, based upon the principles and ideals of the Founding Fathers, should ever have been in any position of power in this country.
That's definitely true. Have you ever heard of the missing 13th Amendment?
Of course I have. It's not a missing 13th Amendment. We know exactly where it is, how it was corrupted, how it was changed, and how it's a lie. And the problem is getting the United States government to admit it. And they're not going to admit it, because if they admit it, then that destroys the whole legal profession.
Well,
you know that.
Former Attorney General Janet Reno.
You mean the butcher barbecuer of Waco?
Oh, yes. Guess what? She's announced to run for governor of the state of Florida.
Well, I don't think that will ever happen.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think she'll win, and I hope she never wins.
It will never happen.
Well,
it will, listen to me, it will never happen. She is the butcher, the liar, the burner, the destroyer, the murderer of Waco.
I agree with you 100%. That's exactly what she is. Before she became Attorney General, we used to have her down here as day state attorney. Believe me, she did a lot of wrong things down here. Many police do not like this woman down here.
She will be haunted until the day of her death, and she will not be the governor of Florida or any other political office, period, simply because we're out of time. Got to let you go.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Mr. Cooper, in the morning or in the afternoon, okay?
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. I'm sorry that you couldn't listen to the whole thing. The machine ate the tape. I mean, it literally ate the tape. It ate it up. I don't know what I'm going to do. So, if some of you recorded last Thursday night's broadcast or the broadcast before of that particular tape, if you could send me a copy, I'll figure out some way to reward you for that. And that's all I can say. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
Ace of Tape. I can't believe it. Ace of Tape.
So, what do we need to do about that? Well, I guess we're going to try to stop as well as we can. And if we can't, then, say,
what can I say?
Especially to all of you who have no credibility whatsoever.